You will hear an interview in which two filmmakers called Simon Bridges and Megan Ward are discussing their work on a series of documentary films. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Today I'm talking to Simon Bridges and Megan Ward, who've been working together on the documentary series Fly on the Wall for 20 years. Simon, the fifth film in the series is released next week. There's already a lot of excitement about it. As the director, how do you explain its continuing popularity?
Look, when we started, all the participants were young kids. We filmed them playing with toys, talking about arguments with their school friends and telling us about their dreams. We let them speak for themselves rather than offer any kind of academic analysis. And we've taken that approach ever since. It's the same participants, 5 years older in each film, answering the questions we put to them. As you watch, you see the things they face every day as adults. Strained relationships, money problems. The series celebrates that. The way normal people sometimes have to make a heroic effort just to survive the day. That strikes a chord with audiences. They relate to it and really want to know how things are working out for the participants.
How did you choose the children who would appear in the series?
For the first film, we aimed to explore the impact of privilege and wealth on a child, how those things might shape their future, compared with children from less fortunate circumstances. That informed the decisions I made. Some children were happy to chat, at length, actually, and some were extremely shy. It didn't matter. And some things the children said were very humorous, very charming. That wasn't always apparent to me when we were filming.
Is there anything you wish you'd done differently for the first film?
Well, directors always reflect on what they could have done better. I think what we did do is provide a genuine snapshot of the very different lives of the children. We weren't setting up artificial situations. The focus is on the children, but there are snatches of conversation with siblings, moments when family members or the dogs suddenly wander into camera, because everything's essentially going on as normal. We missed the opportunity to get the children together, to see how they might have got on, that's true. But I feel we shielded them from the media, because too much exposure at that age can be very damaging.
Megan, you've been the main camera operator for the entire series. What have you learnt from this experience?
Well, I've seen some of those kids in the first film undergo some major transitions in life. They've all just turned 25, and yeah, a few have married and settled down. You'd expect that, wouldn't you? And then some are still working out what direction to take, going from job to job, travelling. But you know, when we were making this last film, I realised that I'd made all these assumptions about the kids when we first met them aged 5. I'd looked at them and I guess subconsciously thought, yeah, you're sharp, you'll probably end up in business. You're the cheeky one, you'll probably end up in trouble. And that introverted one will probably never leave his hometown. And it hasn't worked out like that at all. I think the participants have forged their own paths, regardless of how they started out.
After 20 years, how would you say your relationship with the participants has changed?
The dynamic has changed, certainly. When they were small, I suppose it was their parents that pushed them into appearing on camera. And there are some scenes that the participants, now they're adults, do actually find embarrassing and wish we'd edited out. But Simon and I genuinely have their interests at heart, and I'm very glad they've come to realise that. They know I won't edit the film in a way that misrepresents them. And it's like a family, to be honest, like nieces and nephews. You're close with some and not with others. So in between the films, we do catch up occasionally.
You obviously have an extremely successful working relationship with Simon.
I mean, we don't see eye to eye on everything. But the thing is, he's the director and I'm behind the camera. I wouldn't question Simon's way of doing things, and he wouldn't interfere with mine.
Well put. We would never presume to step on each other's toes. Sometimes after a day of shooting, we might have a heart-to-heart about things that are bothering us, if we feel things didn't go quite right, but that's more about letting off steam.